Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Welcome to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. Kickstart that engine and roll thunder with the pack. Explore the grittiness of manly spirituality. Gain traction in the virtues. Soup up your spiritual engine by turning adversity into adventure. Now here's Bear Wozniak. Let's ride.
Aloha, welcome to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. There's nothing more exciting than abandoning yourself to God's will. Does that mean that God's always going to have you paddle out and surf big surf or do something like maybe rappel out the side of your 25-floor condo like I did in Waikiki? Probably not. I think one of the most exciting things you can do in life, probably is the most exciting thing you can do in life, is to have a child, is to have a baby, to bring an eternal being into existence. People come up to me sometimes and they say, well, you have such an adventurous life. And I get pulled between wanting to go out and have all these adventures and my family and having to take care of them and working two jobs. And I go, are you kidding me? That's the greatest adventure of all, is to have the kuleana, the responsibility of raising up an eternal being in a way that you can bring them to heaven with you and spend eternity with them. It's an incredible, incredible adventure to be in God's will. But don't think about it always as being something like an extreme sport. It's something deeper and much more marvelous than that. When my son Jeremiah surfed 85-foot waves, it definitely changed his life forever. It definitely was an adventure. Starting this radio show was a great adventure. I felt a nudge from the Lord and I moved on it. And sometimes when you feel that nudge, it's not the Lord. It's just your own sort of, or my own ADHD. But a lot of times I've learned over time, as I move on inspiration, I see God, as I'm moving, begin to direct my path. Like, it's so hard to balance a bicycle until you start pedaling it. Once you start pedaling it, you can turn it and direct it. It's like the old cars that didn't have power steering. You couldn't turn those wheels of those cars. But once you started moving, you could turn it. Move on inspiration, whether it's about something special for one of your children or starting a men's group in your church or starting a radio show or a radio station. Move on inspiration and let God adjust and calibrate that trajectory and get ready for an adventurous life. There's nothing more exciting than seeing God move in your life and seeing God move in other people's lives. We have a guest today with us. I had the privilege of being with Dave Dawson, the president of a Catholic network over there in Baton Rouge radio network. He made the mistake of carrying my radio show as part of the EWTN broadcast. And we were at the EWTN radio conference a couple weeks ago. And, you know, the first thing I look for is a place to go have a cigar and have a quiet time, prayer time, or to read. And that hotel where they hold that conference now has this warning. The pool area where I used to go says closed for bad weather, and it's 80 degrees and a beautiful day, but no place. So I'm kind of out in the back where the not the best area to have a cigar, but it was sunny and I was reading a book, and I said, I'll bring an extra cigar just in case someone shows up. And Dave Dawson must have had his cigar radar on, because he found me and came over. We started talking. We shared a cigar, and then we ended up spending a good 2 or 3 hours together. Dave Dawson, the president and head janitor, you said, of what radio network is it again, Dave?
Catholic Community Radio. And we're in New Orleans. We're in Baton Rouge. Well, we have two radio stations in Baton Rouge, a low-power FM and an AM in Baton Rouge, and then a beast of an AM in the New Orleans area. Covers a lot of the Gulf Coast.
Sounds like a pretty cushy job.
Oh, yeah. It's a breeze, Bear. I wanted to grow up and be Bear Wozniak, and God took me in another direction altogether. I wanted to ride waves. I wanted to ride my bike
Let's
across
go do
the
it.
Country. You
Let's
know.
Go do it.
Yeah,
Let's
well.
Go do it.
He all had other plans for me, Bear.
All I know is that in my days of when the radio show first launched, and I drove from radio station to radio station. I think I probably went to 20 different places across the country, and wanted to share with them my radio show to see if they would carry it independent of the EWTN network. Mm-hmm. And then when I finally got to EWTN, they said, hey, we want your show.
Yeah. You know?
So, in doing that, I discovered who some of the gnarliest people I've ever met are people who launched these radio stations. And mm-hmm. you're one of those. We were having those cigars, you told me that story. It was so easy, right? It was a breeze.
Just no problem. We said, let's start a radio station, and we did. No, it didn't work that way at all.
Tell us the backstory about the why, and then tell us about the how.
Well, I can tell you the first, I was already in business for myself. I had a legal clerical service, which pretty much I was a paralegal on wheels. I took all the paperwork from the attorneys, and I would bring it to the courthouse. I would file it, record it. I would do everything but go to court for these guys. You know, so it was a great business, you know. It called for me to be in my vehicle a lot, and so I was always listening to the radio stations, and I was always thumbing around, and you know, all the different types of talk shows and such, and came across a Christian radio station here in Baton Rouge. This evangelist is headquartered in Baton Rouge. It's a rather large one, and you may recognize the gentleman's name, but it's his entire family that has this. And I listen to this radio station every now and then because I want to see what they have to say about the Catholic faith. And it's not good. It's not good. They're not a big fan of the Catholic faith, and they let you know that. And so a good friend of mine happened to give me a call and say, I am going to send you an email that I am going to send to this radio station and lovingly explain our Catholic faith.
Because so much what they say, they don't understand, and so they misrepresent.
Absolutely.
If we believed what they tell people we believed, I wouldn't be a Catholic.
I wouldn't be Catholic either.
Right.
No, you're absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So he was going step by step, you know, we don't worship saints, you know, and we venerate, you know, and you just talking about the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist and along those lines. So he sent me the email and he said, I'm going to send this in. What do you think? I said, well, golly, sure. Go right ahead. You know, good luck. And, It was a couple of weeks later, and I'm in my car, and once again, I'm just going around all my radio stations, and I just happened to tune in, and I'm hearing one of the panel there reading a letter to them, and she's saying, and listen to what he's saying about those people worshiping saints, and she went on and reading his words, and oh, they were just getting angrier and angrier, and I pulled over. I called my friend and said, get on the radio quick. You're famous. Turn it on. You know, you're nationwide. And he was pretty tickled. We had a good time with that. We had a good laugh. We met after Mass for coffee and donuts. And
that's very spiritual.
Well, coffee and donuts, you bet.
But I bet that's the one thing they don't object to about because they probably do that too.
Right? That's right. Well, we did. We were having coffee and donuts, having a great time. And talking about that, and then it just came out. He said, "Why don't we have a Catholic radio station? You know, we don't have to tell anybody what they're right from wrong. We just have to explain our faith. That's really all we have to do because it's the truth. It's our faith is solid enough to where there's nothing to really argue about. We just explain our faith.
As Augustine said, right? The truth is like a lion. Just speak it. It'll defend itself.
Yeah. There you go. I just said, sure, why not? What do we do? Let's do it. Not having a clue what to do. I mean, I've been on the radio a few times
This is getting kind of boring, Dave, because I've heard the same story, almost this identical story. Isn't it true? Almost every person at the conference of the hundreds of radio stations out there.
Right.
It's almost the identical story. Someone made the mistake of thinking, I'm not very happy with this. I don't know why we don't have someone should start a Catholic radio station, and then they get a little shove in the middle of their back.
Why don't you do it yourself? Well, we wound up getting together. We would meet once a week at a coffee shop.
That's the correct way to incubate a new venture, once a week.
Coffee shops. Well, that's right. That's right.
It's true.
And we eventually found out all the things that we could not do after a whole lot of research. For one thing, you had to have money. We didn't have that. And then you couldn't just up and say, let's start a radio station. The FCC doesn't work that way. You have to have an opening. So we knew we weren't going to be able to purchase or build a radio station outright. So what we did was we were able to buy time on a small radio station south of Baton Rouge and put together a local show. We called it Around the Parish. And I would go around with my laptop recording and interviewing priests and lay people from all around the place. And we would insert this in the time that we would buy, praying that we grow from there and knowing we needed to grow from there.
That's so cool. And you also, in the process of that mustard seed sort of faith and growth, you get to make small mistakes instead of making big mistakes. You can start out small. Yeah. In the small things, be faithful in the small things, and I'll give you charge over greater. We're talking with Dave Dawson, and he is the president of what is the network called again?
It's Catholic Community Radio Network,
and it's in the Baton Rouge area. You have
all of Southeast Louisiana.
Yeah, it's booming all over. Two AM stations, and then a lower power FM station. You can get started with getting a Catholic radio station with a low power FM station. There's a real push now from EW10 to do that. This is the Bear Wozniak adventure. I want to invite everybody. I want to invite the men out there. There's something really cool we're going to talk about with Dave Dawson coming up when the men get together and have a man's night and cigars in their area. Well, we have something like that. We call it the Bear's Man Cave. It's a secret Facebook group, but people always take the detour. They go straight to the Facebook group or try to join. You can't do it that way. You have to go to deepadventure.com, check out Bear's Man Cave, and then you can join there. And when you do that, we send you a copy of my book, Deep Adventure, The Way of Heroic Virtue, and we give you access to the man cave. And when you do that, you have access to these other men just like you who challenge, encourage, inspire each other, ask for prayer requests, and share with us their own challenges. And then every two or three weeks, we have a two-way video chat. We go over one of a few of the pages of one of my books, but we just kind of catch up on each other, and then we talk about the virtues. So we would love for you to consider joining the Man Cave. It's a real great way to get to know other men and then have them inspire you to start your own local men's group. So we'll be right back with more of the Bear Wozniak Adventure.
Hey, man. I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EW10. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Plus, good stuff happens when you support us at patreon.com/Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure. You get instant access to every radio show, Bear Wozniak Adventure, and our TV episodes, Long Ride Home, the instant we produce them, months before they even air. Plus, we give you all kinds of free stuff, coffee cups, t-shirts, and other things like that. Go to patreon.com/Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure and become our patron. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that bell.
This is a warning. The Bear Wozniak Adventure is dangerous. The radical change Bear challenges you to is not for wimps. Change this station now to a soft rock station before it's too late. You've been warned. Now, here is Bear Wozniak.
Aloha. Welcome to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. I'm your adventure guide, Bear Wozniak. I want to thank those people who support our ministry. We have individuals that are members of Bear's Man Cave who help support our ministry. And then we have a lot of Patreon donors, too. You can go to patreon.com/Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure, and you can help support us. Our Long Ride Home TV show, EWTN pays for about a third of that to be produced, and our radio show is not provided for in any way by the network, so it's provided for by people like you. So I'm going to give a shout out to some of our donors right now. Jerry Cohn, a good friend of mine, Frank Sweeney, they're members of the Founders Circle, Arturo Aragon, Brian Kubinski, Chris Stanfield, Earl Schaub, Kent Landry. Thank you so much, because it's because of you that we're able to do our ministry, and you become a part of our outreach by giving. It's a form of spiritual warfare. The church teaches almsgiving, so we appreciate your participation with us. We're talking with Dave Dawson. You know all about that, right? Well, how important it is for people to give where they're receiving, right? You're 100% provided for by donors.
We are. We are. We have underwriters as well, but they consider themselves donors because they don't support us. Underwriters like advertising, and underwriters, they're not supporting this radio station and putting their spots, that we call them, on the radio station for publicity. They're doing it because they believe in the mission of what we're doing there. But the majority of our income is from donations. And folks that believe in the mission. It's been beautiful because, again, we started off without a penny.
Well, I want to hear about that. So now you say, okay, we're going to start it, and you started this off by buying an extended amount of time on a radio station,
right?
Kind of learning as you go. And then what happened next? I'm actually saying this to people because it's not so much God may be calling you to start a Catholic radio station, but whatever venture God's calling you to, you're going to go through these same steps that Dave went through as far as...
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
And most of it is courageo, just courage. Well, prudence, too.
I guarantee you, I wasn't qualified. And so, you're absolutely right. I was definitely out of my element. In fact, in buying time on this radio station, the manager of the radio station, the owner lived off in another city, but the manager of the radio station, he called me up and said, we need to have a meeting. And so I went to the station. Of course, it's out of town, but I went to the station and I'm visiting with him. And he said, I need you to sign a longer contract with the radio station for your show, because your show is popular, but I'm training a new manager, a new general manager for the radio station. And I said, I will get to work on it right away. And I came home and, you know, I found a lawyer, and we were really working on this to where we can get a good contract going. And it was about a week later, he called back in and said, I can't seem to get this gentleman to, it's just not working. I don't think I'm going to hire him after all. Would you like to run a radio station? And I said, yes, of course. I don't know why I said that. I mean, I just tried to put the words back in my mouth.
You know, it's the Holy Spirit, right? You're just like, what?
What did I just say? You know, so I said, great. We're going to train me on how to run a radio station. He said, absolutely. I'll tell you everything you need to know. And I said, great. And when do I start? How long do I have? And he said, well, I'm retiring and I'll be leaving in 10 days. So I said,
so you turn this button up, you turn this button down, and now you got a radio station.
Oh, my goodness.
He told you everything you needed to know.
You know, you talk about, so I really had to run around to all my clients and to make sure they were taken care of in another way, you know, by there was, because there were other businesses out there and everything.
Right.
So I did my homework as quick as I could. You know, but this is flying without a net. And God bless my wife. She is behind this all the way, saying, you have to do it. This, she sees God's will in this,
yeah,
you know,
amen.
Because I was still
yeah.
doing my job, yet doing the radio shows. But now she says, no, this is an opportunity. It's like, we have no income. What you realize, we're going to have no income. And she believed in it. So immediately I went to training, if you will, at this radio station. And I had to drive an hour away from my house to this little radio station that was barely kept alive. I mean, we're talking paper clips and duct tape holding this little radio station together. But he said, well, good luck. Keep us on the air. See you later. And took off. And
so,
that
so
is the baptism by fire.
You didn't own it yet, but you were going to get to run it the way you wanted to run it.
Certainly more Catholic programming, too. So
yeah,
I immediately
exactly. yeah.
started working on changing the schedule and really – yeah, Bear, you talk about adventure. You talk about scared to death, but and a lot of long hours, and a lot of times I came home just saying, I don't know how I can do this. I just don't know how I can keep this up. And my wife said, this is considered a boot camp. You know,
right,
you got to consider
exactly.
this boot camp for what you're, what you know, something good is going to happen. And amazing things began to happen, and it really has to do with hurricanes. How much do I have time for this, Bear? Or do I want to
yeah,
make sure?
I think it's
okay.
so important to tell this story because
all right,
this will help us, our prayer warriors out there that pray for EWTN, pray for the radio stations too, and for those of you that are on a journey of faith yourself, listen. And you're not the only crazy person
you're
out there.
You're not alone. Crazy indeed. That's right. That's right. We had a couple of storms. You may have heard of Katrina coming through and doing a real hurt on New Orleans. And we in Baton Rouge took care of a lot of New Orleans people here. But then the next year, Hurricane Gustav hit the Baton Rouge area and really pretty much tore up the place. And what had happened was, is a few radio stations, we were always searching for a radio station we could own, a good, strong one. And there was a particular AM station in the Baton Rouge area that we really wanted. We really wanted bad. Well, it turns out Hurricane Gustav knocks it off the air.
Wow.
And they say, we don't know if we're going to come back or not. Well, immediately I hit the phone. I call New York. And they said, yes, the station is for sale if you have $1 million. It's like, well, we don't have $1 million. And, you know, we certainly all the equipment was on a piece of property that was leased. The towers were on a piece of property that were leased. So all the figures just didn't add up
at all. Yeah.
And so we had a little prayer group that was praying for us, a little group of ladies. They were awesome.
OK, let's talk about those ladies.
All right. OK.
These are the ones that changed the world.
Indeed.
Yeah. And oh, my. Yeah. Go ahead. Tell me.
They've been praying for us all along because they believe in the mission and the evangelization.
Well,
when
doors open and walls fall down around me, I know it's because of the ladies.
Yeah.
The ones that I see in the pew early before Mass.
That's the ones.
And the men, too.
Yeah.
It's those people that you sometimes are almost feeble. They're getting older a lot. But they've learned the value of prayer. They're really our prayer. They are ever our energizer bunnies in a sense. They're prayers, you know.
Right. Absolutely. Well, they had pulled me aside. There was a function that I had attended, and they'd pulled me aside, saying, "How is it going with your search for a radio station?" And I said, "Well, not well, because this particular radio station is a little high. It's off the air, but we really want that." And they said, "Do what Mother Teresa used to do. Get a miraculous medal and place it somewhere on the property and pray to Mary. If this be your will, you know, Mary, please help us to get this radio station and or whatever ministry that is needed." So I did. I got a miraculous medal. And I called up someone who knew where in the radio business, who knew where the towers were located. And he told me, you cross the Mississippi River, you take a right, you take a left, you go down this little country road, and there are the
towers. Way out in the boondocks, yeah.
Yeah, right. They have to be, really, you know, because of their towers. So I did, and I went out, and I found the towers. And I put the medal down, and I prayed, and just said, well, there you go. I gave it to Mary. And so it was about a week later I had called up to see maybe if the price had gone down any. And they said, yes, it has gone down. It's gone down to $750,000, but you still have to rent the property, and you still have to, you know, lease the property and essentially
really
rebuild
what they're selling you is basically the license.
The paper. That was pretty much it. And it turns out
the
it's
right
like,
to
well,
do it, the FAA license, right? Because everything needed to be rebuilt, and you don't own the tower or the land.
Mm-mm.
So it's the license, yeah.
No, so really, it was just out of the picture. So it was a little disappointing.
We're talking with Dave Dawson. He's the president of the. I have to put my glasses on to read this. The Catholic
Community
Radio Network in the coming out of Baton Rouge. It's a huge, huge radio station there. I visited it, and you know, we want to we're going to continue this because I think this story is so engaging and so important to see how someone walks in faith, and then you see the Lord just open the doors. It's something that every one of us has a part in a venture like this, especially those who are the prayer warriors. We don't want to invite you guys. We just did a big update to our web store, deepadventure.com web store. My books are there. One of them was an Amazon bestseller, Deep in the Wave, A Surfer's Guide to the Soul. It's a great book to give to people who they might sneak up on them. They may not know that they're getting a book about Christianity or Catholicism. And Deep in the Virtue, Deep Adventure, The Way of Heroic Virtue. We have some St. Michael's rings and St. Benedict rings. I'm a Benedictine Oblate. We have the Exorcism Medal of Benedict that you can wear. I actually use super glue and put it on my motorcycle. But we have so many cool things there and some great new t-shirts and things too. So go to our web store, deepadventure.com, click on the web store and check out our merch. We'll be right back with more of the Bear Wozniak Adventure.
Hey, man. I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.
Aloha and welcome to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. I want to remind people that we have something that is so cool. We've been doing this for over 3 years now. The Ocean Sunrise Catechism. Wherever I am around the world, I click on my Facebook Live from my fan page, Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure fan page. People go and try to friend me, and you can't because I've maxed out on my friends there. But you can have as many people as you want to follow the fan page. So I turn on Facebook Live wherever I am. Usually there's an ocean behind me. Sometimes it's a temple in Greece, you know, or maybe at the Vatican or who knows where I'll be. But behind me, it's usually pretty cool. Sometimes it's just a real dreary hotel lobby. but we try to do an Ocean Sunrise Catechism every morning. And we've gone through the entire catechism, one line at a time, talking and sharing and giving anecdotes. But what's so cool about it is you can be a part of it because people tune in every morning and then they start talking with me and with each other and lifting up each other's prayers. So it's just the coolest experience. There's like a community thread there every day where people can talk with each other and pray for each other. So check out the Facebook Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure fan page. And you'll be able to be notified of follow us there, and you'll be able to be notified when we pop up live 7 a.m. Bear time. So that means if I'm in Hawaii, then it's going to be like maybe noon or 1 o'clock in Eastern time. So we're here. We're talking with David Dawson. Had a privilege of bumping into him. There's a Holy Spirit action plan. Jason Jones and I call it that. I was having a cigar in front of kind of out to the side of the hotel where the EWTN radio conference was, and as I was leaving to go have a cigar and read a really cool book, I thought I'm gonna bring another one just in case a brother shows up and wants to enjoy one. And Dave and I you know, had a cigar.
Wanted a cigar.
And he was actually on a mission to go get a cigar himself.
I was looking for a cigar, yes.
And so Dave was like, it's so funny. Hey Dave, this is two very wise guys. So we have that cigar, and he goes, you know, I'm going to go find a cigar bar. There's a cigar bar here, because I want to watch what was it, the World
Astros.
Series?
Yeah,
Yeah. So we're looking at our Google Maps, and I go, well, you know, there's a mall here. We'll go through the mall, and then we could see it was pretty close, but
it looked it the way on the map, yeah.
But by the time we went on our, I guess you call it the baton death march. It took us about 40 minutes going through the mall or around the mall, outside, one-way streets, walls, buildings in between. We finally got there, and we enjoyed another good cigar together. And there are other guys in there. It was really cool. I just can tell you this. When we were in there, they really didn't pay. There was one guy there that I kind of said hi to, and you know, like didn't pay me any attention at all. Yeah. But then when we were done, we left, walk outside, and the same guy's getting on this beautiful Eagle motorcycle.
Yeah.
And I go, man, how long you had that bike? And suddenly he was my brother.
That's right. You guys were brothers.
Yeah, because we had that in common. And brotherhood is so important. It's so so essential that we reach out to each other and build that bond. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more with Dave. But first, we want to finish the story of of the little old ladies. I hate to call them that, but...
No, they were wonderful.
How do you refer to them? They're just... our prayer warriors.
My prayer force. Yes.
Yeah, prayer force, grace force. Yeah, they pray for they. I know in my ministry, great things happen because I have these women praying for me. But so go ahead, Dave. So now you.
Well, they had advised me to plant a miraculous metal and pray at the property, and I was given directions to where the property was, and I did that. I planted the metal and I prayed. And then I checked with the major company about a week later, and their price had gone down considerably, but the numbers still didn't work. It was still way out of our league. So I was disappointed, and I had reported to them that it was still just too high. But meanwhile, the Catholic Radio Association notifies me that there's an AM station. Due to the hurricanes, they've decided not to, to just go ahead and sell the radio station. I thought I was already ahead of the game, and saying, okay, well, and they said this, the call letters were actually different. So I thought, okay, there's some confusion here. The call letters were WPYR, and I was looking at a radio station called WIBR. And so I thought, okay, obviously there's some confusion here. So I just said, could you send me the coordinates of where the towers are? And they said, certainly. And by the way, this station is on the air. It's functioning. And this you would buy the station outright, property, towers and all, how that worked. So I'm interested, of course, but I think there was some confusion. So I asked for the coordinates, and they sent me the coordinates. And of course, with the coordinates comes the street view. Well, I looked at the street view, and there are the towers. Okay, they were the very towers that I prayed at. Hmm. And I said, y'all, there's some, I emailed them back saying there must be some mistake. This is WIBR. And they emailed back saying, no, WIBR is 2 miles up the road. So what had happened was I had prayed
at
the wrong towers.
At the right tower, the correct tower.
At the right towers, yes. And this station was available for $350,000, and you owned it outright, and it was already on the air. Immediately.
You owned land, you owned equipment, you owned the building, you owned the towers.
Yes.
Wow.
So immediately
praise
I said,
God.
Yes. And of course, when you see something like that happen, you don't say no, you say yes. So immediately I began to beg, went around and found people who believed in us and believed in what we were doing, and thus began WPYR in Baton Rouge.
Thank you to those people that said yes. And thank you to those people who continue to give to EWTN, to the EWTN affiliates, because remember, EWTN really needs funding. The radio stations need funding. The radio shows themselves that are on a lot of the radio shows themselves need funding too. So thank you for giving and making this happen. And then and you're on the air. And it's so cool because right now, those of you who are watching on YouTube, you can see Dave Dawson. You can see a very active radio station, people walking back and forth behind him. And I was just interviewed by you on that station. So
yes.
Cool.
Hey, but you're on the morning show.
Let me migrate a little bit with this now,
sure.
Story now. Going back to the gentleman in the cigar bar where we met, we went outside and immediately he and I became brothers. And bikers are like that. If you see a biker in trouble on the road, a biker will pull over and help the other biker. And when we pass each other on the road, we always wave. And the brotherhood is built on basically the fact that of memento mori, we know that every moment that we're riding, we remember our death, that it could happen tomorrow. And so we're living in a very unusual world. Right in the midst of all the other traffic, the bikers live an unusual, unusual life because we're always very concerned about people not paying attention. And that's the way Christians are, I think, today, or Catholics are today. It's like we're on these roaring motorcycles, always remembering our death, and the world is passing us by. But you know what? My motorcycle has a loud engine. The reason why is it protects me from people know I'm there. We need to rev our engines up a little bit louder as Christians, I think. We need to let people know we're here. We need to not just let the world keep passing us by, and we need to communicate to them the good news. And you've got this group of brothers, too, not unlike the closeness I feel with my band of brothers, my fellow bikers, Knights on Bikes, and the others that I ride with. You have something called Catholic Man Night. You've developed a brotherhood too. How did that start? And what's and then we'll, when we get back, you can tell us more about that.
It was it's
the reason why I'm asking this is because I want others to do this too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, there's a need, and there certainly are a lot of needs out there, and God's going to point you to them, and it's just a matter of saying yes. But I was asked to be on a board of to put together something for men, something for Catholic men in the Baton Rouge area, and we call it Men of the Immaculata. And we were going to start this day of retreat, if you will, starting in the morning. And having great guest speakers come in, Father Mitch Pacwa, Dr. Brant Petrie, folks like that come in, and we prayed. There was a dozen of us, and we worked on this for quite some time. And what we were hoping for this particular church, which sat about 700, we were hoping let's get 350 people here. Well, word got out about what we were doing. And the day that it began registration, we had already sold about 250 seats. Well, the men kept coming, and they kept coming. And the day of the event, and we wound up filling the entire church. Well, and that's when we realized this hunger, you know.
This hunger.
There. Yeah, yeah.
It's something that the men, you identified a real need. We're talking with Dave Dawson. He's the president and head janitor at Catholic Community Radio Network.
Radio, you got it.
Coming out of the Baton Rouge area, and really enjoyed. By the way, when I bumped into you at the radio conference, I had a great time with you. We had the cigars, but
yes.
I was like, oh man, okay, we get to hang out more. But I never really had even a chance but to say hi to you the rest of the event. It was just so
We were so busy. Yeah, absolutely. But Catholic Man Night grew out of that. And then a wonderful chef here in Baton Rouge, all of South Louisiana, Chef John Pulse said, I'm offering steaks.
Well, let's talk about the importance of steaks when we come back.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, this is the Bear Wozniak Adventure. We'll be right back.
Good stuff happens when you support us at patreon.com/Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure. You get instant access to every radio show, Bear Wozniak Adventure, and our TV episodes, Long Ride Home, the instant we produce them, months before they even air. Plus, we give you all kinds of free stuff, coffee cups, t-shirts, and other things like that. Go to patreon.com/Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure and become our patron. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that bell.
Aloha and welcome back to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. I'm your adventure guide, Bear Wozniak. We want to invite you to be part of bigger part of what we're doing here at the Bear Wozniak Adventure. You can go to patreon.com/Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure and become a part of the pack. If you, there's different levels of giving, but if you give at the $20, I believe it's the $20 level, you get an all seasons pass to our Long Ride Home TV show, all of season one, all of season two, and every single new episode as it comes out, the director's cut, even before it airs on EWTN, sometimes months before it airs, you get that immediately. Plus, you get the Bear Wozniak Adventure, which we record. Most of our shows aren't even released for months to the network. You get those as soon as they're recorded. So we invite you to go to the patreon.com and become a patron. patreon.com/Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure and ride with us. We really could use your help. And of course, we appreciate all your prayers. We're talking with David Dawson. He's the president of the Catholic Community Radio Network in the Baton Rouge area. Talk to us. I'm going to miss out. You just invited me earlier to come to I believe it's a cigar night and barbecue.
Yeah, it's Catholic Man Night, we call it.
And that's different than your big conference. So
The conference wound up growing into like 1,000 men a year, and so it has grown a great deal. This is sort of an offshoot,
but I like this concept even better.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I'll tell you why, because this concept of getting together for a barbecue and a cigar is mm-hmm. something that people will go to who would never go to a church.
Yeah.
It's compelling. It's the way you compel people to come and have a cigar and some barbecue with me on my back deck with a few of the other guys. And there's time for fellowship. There's a guy I know, Sean Lynn. He's a burly guy. One of Jeff Caven's good friends, part of his biker pack. And he has a barbecue ministry, dude.
Wow.
He has this incredible barbecue ministry.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's
really, really true. And it kind of reminds me of what you're doing. So we know about men's conferences.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Catholic Men's Leadership Alliance You can find them on the internet. That's where you go, where you find all the leaders of all the men's ministries and conferences gathered together, kind of help you do that. So if you want to do that, that's a good place to go. But tell me a little bit about this barbecue cigar smoke, which I guess I'm going to miss out on because you're doing it while I'm in Hawaii.
Yeah, you just told me. I was hoping to get you there. We use the quote by Chesterton that the Catholic Church is like a thick steak, a glass of wine, and a good cigar. And it's like, ooh, I like that quote a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. So we decided to run with it. We promoted it, and once again, just like Men of the Immaculata, the conference that we were talking about, it grew. And our first year that we had this, we had Coach Joe Lombardi. He is the Saints quarterback coach. Like the Saints need a quarterback coach, you know, but he's the quarterback coach for the Saints, and he came and just talked about his faith life. It was incredible because we had steaks. We had cigars.
Okay, so what night of the week is it? What time does it start?
It is usually a Wednesday or a Thursday night. This year it's going to be a Wednesday night. Next year, I'm sorry, it's going to be a Wednesday night. And it starts
after March Madness?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you make sure you squeeze it in after March Madness.
Yeah,
and before the World Series. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And so we get together and we have again this fellowship that's needed. We see the hunger out there. Well, a wonderful chef in town, I say in town, he's kind of known nationwide as Chef John Foles. He caught wind of it, and he is very alive in his Catholic faith. And he said, "We have to do it at my place." And he's got this wonderful plantation here in the Baton Rouge area. And he has a beautiful deck out there, and he said, "I'm cooking the steaks, you get the men, and we'll have a great time."
See,
and that's where it has grown from there.
The thing about this is that this is the genius of this. Like the members of the Bears Man Cave, a lot of them have their own man caves where they don't meet in the church. It's important to get people to the church, but the first step is just to begin to be a true friend and get to know people and show them what happens when you get around when someone for the first time gets to hang out with a lot of Catholic men, devoted Christians.
Yeah.
The first thing they notice is that these men are really comfortable with themselves.
Right. Right.
They don't seem to have to be something that they're not. Mm-hmm. They're not talking about how great they are or about work.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're talking about something entirely different. They have a common mission that's joining them together. And they seem to, when they talk about God, it's as if they know him. And that kind of feeling you get in the context of a barbecue, a whiskey, or a beer, McUltra, because I'm a keto guy, a ketogenic regimen, and a McUltra for me, you know. So, but it's in that context where barriers fall. One of the testimonies I heard recently was just Father Eric Caden. I had him on my show, and he said he was out surfing with a guy, and he finally just said, "What is it about you? You seem so alive and just so comfortable with yourself." And he said, "It's because I have a personal relationship with Jesus." Mm-hmm. So this barbecue, don't take it lightly, men. When I say that Ryan up there in Canada has a barbecue ministry, I think it's a significant. A lot of the younger people that I have on, they meet at a pub once a week,
you know,
near campus or something. You need to have that kind of real environment so you can get real men to come, and then you can take them to a That Man Is You event or to a men's conference. So what am I missing out on at this? It's outdoors, it's cigars, it's whiskey, it's barbecue, and you usually have a speaker.
Wonderful speakers. And these are men who are not afraid to share about their challenges in their life. And immediately, you're absolutely right. You know, other men get together and realize we got a lot of the same challenges. We got a lot of the same things that bother us, or things that we need, or things that are just wonderful that in our lives, and we realize what all we have in common. We just need to get together and talk about it. And you're absolutely right. It's a lot more than the manly facade. There's something real going on there, and everyone hungers for that. There's a deeper relationship with Christ that these men want, and it comes out. But the speakers that we've had have been wonderful. They have been fantastic. We've had Father Mitch Pacwa. He came to our last one that we had. He was he had his Hunter Orange collar on that he was wearing because when
and
he comes
camouflage.
Down to
camouflage. Well, you know, you might if you keep pressing me, You might talk me into coming out there on the 24th. I might come back from Hawaii for that. It just sounds so awesome, so cool.
18th. Mark your calendar.
March 18th.
So you can see what you're meeting. That's right. And Father Mitch likes to come to Louisiana because this is a hunter and fishing paradise here.
Oh, I know. He tells me that. I've been over to his house. You know, it's so cool to go to his house. Because the first thing, there's two big things that you experience there, right? Mm-hmm. You see all of the animal heads on the wall. But the thing that really struck me is his library. It goes on. It covers all the walls.
I believe it.
And you ask him, he basically has it arranged by topic, which is really the way I have mine, I guess, set up too. It's by topic. This is books on the New Age, so he can battle the New Age teaching. This is the book that the early church fathers wrote about this subject or that subject. And I remember once I asked him, so how do you remember all this stuff? And he says it's the Jesuit way, is to read, study the same thing again and again and again from different authors and different views. And I guess that's kind of basically the way I approach things. I was studying the life of St. Paul now for 2 years from every kind of author I can find, just to study that man. So, yeah, Father Mitch Pacwa, he's a real man. You know, I really dig him. But he's the first one to tell me, by the way, that he goes to see you guys.
Well, he loves going there
and fishing and hunting and.
Oh gosh, the stories that he tells about, and he relates them to our faith, you know, talking about deer hunting. He has some hilarious stories about that, but he comes down here, the last time he was here, he went alligator hunting, and that was, you talking about an adventure.
I thought usually they were hunting us, alligators. That's right. I remember when I was bicycling across the United States, I left San Diego and was going on my way to Jacksonville, Florida on my bicycle. And I remember when I got in Louisiana, there was these signs. There's these gator. Don't feed the gators, which is really like the wrong advice. They should say, run for your life. We're talking with David Dawson. David Dawson, a fellow knuckle dragger, a member of our rich, close relationship with Dave. The minute I got to spend time with him a couple of weeks ago, we got to spend a little bit more time. And just really got to know his love for Jesus, his love for the church, his love for his Ohana, as we say here, reaching out, giving the good news with the Catholic Community Radio Network in Baton Rouge. So thank you for joining us. How can people find out more about your ministry if they want to? What's the website?
Go to ccradio.live, ccradio.live. Everything you need to know is right there. And then we have an app as well, Catholic Community Radio app,
That's so cool.
They can watch the videos and pretty much do everything.
Well, I want to give a shout out to, I don't know, I have to find a way to say it better, but it's the little ladies that pray. I want to give a shout out to all of those ladies who prayed for this radio network that Dave started and the people with him started, and for our own ministry. Thank you so much. This is the Bear Wozniak Adventure. We want to remind you to go to deepadventure.com and sign up for our email list. You get so much free stuff when you do that. You get early release of our radio shows and just a lot of content that you won't get anyplace else. It comes out to you weekly. So we'd love to have you go there. And don't forget, every year we'd go out on an ocean cruise retreat, usually in the first or second week of December, so you can maybe push winter back a little bit. And we spend 4 nights or so out on a ship studying the virtues and going deeper with the Lord and getting to know each other. So until next week, may the breath of the Holy Spirit aloha you. Aloha!
You've been listening to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. Go to BearWozniak.com to get your free audio and other exciting content. Plus, you can pick up the Long Ride Home 10-episode DVD set, autographed copies of Bear's books, Long Ride Home shirts, tanks, coffee cups, and even motorcycle pins and patches. And find out how guys can sign up for Bear's Man Cave online Facebook group, all at BearWozniak.com.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by. Have you ever been put on the spot and asked to explain or defend Catholic teaching on sensitive topics such as abortion, same-sex marriage, or the Eucharist? What to Say and How to Say It is a straightforward and practical resource by Brandon Vogt, best-selling and award-winning author of Why I Am Catholic and You Should Be Too. He offers essential tools for articulating even the most contentious aspects of your Catholic faith with clarity and confidence. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code TALKFAITH to get 25% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.